This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Amongst the many beauties of Islam is that it is a holistic religion and it governs and regulates every aspect of human engagement. So there's no sphere in our life in which Islam has not given us direction. It doesn't only regulate the interaction between myself and my spouse or my parents or my neighbors or my siblings, but lo and behold, you will be amazed to know that in the fifth juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala impresses upon us kindness to wasahibi bil jambi. Literally, sahib, companion, jam meaning side, the person next to you. So literally, it will mean anyone occupying the place next to you. And figuratively, metaphorically, it could mean your spouse, etc. And many scholars say that if you really look at this ayah literally, it addresses the aspect of being kind to a passenger sitting next to you or someone standing next to you in a queue for a moment or less. And that's what's mentioned in Masail al-Suluk, that even it is lahda or sa'a in the masjid, in an ablution facility, in a queue, in a bank, sahib bil jam, someone standing next to you, how do you behave? Islam regulates and governs that. You're on a flight, a person sitting next to you. You're on the coach to get to the aircraft, how do you behave? Wow, can you imagine how all embracing Islam is? And amongst the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also how you sit outside. So he said to the companions radiyallahu anhum, avoid sitting in the pathways. They said, Ma lana buddun, O Nabi of Allah, we sit here, we congregate and we have some discussions. He said, Fa in abaytum, if you insist that you have to sit there, fa a'tu tariqa haqqahu, then afford the pathway its right. O Nabi of Allah, does the road and the pathway have a right? Yes, it has a right. What are the rights of the pathway? What are the rights of the road, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give those that are passing by, give encouragement towards good. Kaf anil adha, abstain from harming any person. Ghaddul basar, restrain your gaze. And also he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that iman has 70 odd branches, the noblest of which is the proclamation of iman, and the simplest of which is imatatul adha anit tariq. That when you walk in or you sit in and you see something hazardous or harmful on the road, then move it. This is part of iman. This is part of faith. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic narrations reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that a person observed ghusna shawkin, a thorny branch on the pathway. So he alighted from his conveyance probably, or if he was walking, the hadith is silent about that aspect, but nonetheless he picked up the thorny branch and he moved it aside because it was a form of hazard. Fashakarallahu lahu, Allah accepted this action and forgave him. So my message is, Islam is this beautiful religion and it has afforded us a guidance in every aspect of our life. And part of the rich teachings of Islam is imatatul adha anit tariq, move something that is obstructive from the path, be it a glass, be it a thorn, be it probably the peel of a fruit. Some elderly person or someone could come and fall and slip and hurt himself. And last but not least, if you are unable to move an obstacle from the path, the least you can do, don't become an obstacle yourself.